We're going to focus on four areas today, the models of aromatherapy, which will be very brief, negative ion frequencies, and then we're going to make some suggestions for calming essential oils because 'tis the season to be stressed.
Yes, it is.
So, unfortunately, shouldn't
right.
be, but it is. So the four main ways to use and absorb essential oils are through the lungs, which is inhalation, through the skin, which is topical, through ingestion, and through absorbent tissues such as any mucous membranes. You should know what those are. I don't think there's a script of them.
Right.
Okay. There are also three models of aromatherapy. The one that's most common in this country, the UK, Australia, Canada, is the British model. To be a little sarcastic, you know, I always say that one is all about be afraid, be very
mm-hmm.
afraid,
yeah.
very, very afraid of essential
right.
oils and their use. And even part of my challenge here is questioning why you would go into aromatherapy if that was what you were going to be feeling about this particular amazing modality of,
right.
of healing. So they say, and use only, great big letters, only with caution, blinking lights and all of that. Warning,
mm-hmm.
warning, warning. So you dilute, and
yeah.
dilute and dilute some more. And the reason is because we're saying dilute in carrier oil, like an olive oil or a coconut oil or something like that. Primarily because the quality of essential oils in England have been generally very poor quality.
Right.
Very, very adulterated and synthetic.
Not much more than perfume.
Right, really. This is why they have come to this model of aromatherapy, and somehow it has been passed off as the only model in our schools in this country.
Right.
To some degree. I think Young Living has their own now. There's German inhalation, and the Germans typically use inhalation only either through diffusing or just smelling through the
right.
bottle. And that's typically their model of aromatherapy. The French, however, believe in not only using topically neat
mm-hmm.
and orally. They believe it orally, they believe inhalation, and they don't believe in doing it cautiously.
No.
They don't believe in doing it with any kind of fear. They believe
right.
in doing it liberally. And this is typically the model that Use Young Living essential oils are going to be using because we trust the quality and the grade of the essential oils we're using, knowing that they aren't bastardized, that they were properly harvested, properly raised. So those three models. And again, you're going to run into people. I've actually had a run-in a few years ago with some of those that adhered to the British model and were just horrified by my suggestion
oh, yeah.
with animals.
Oh,
and you have too, Jane. You've had some really
mm-hmm.
nasty, hateful things written to you. And they said, well, we'll leave you alone as long as you use a disclaimer that you use Young Living.
Right.
I said, with pleasure.
No problem there.
I'll be more than happy to do that. And I've even had one famous aromatherapist say, please remove my name. I don't want any association with them. You know, all of us in holistic pet care, I left my signature line intact because I am a certified animal naturopath and said, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem removing you from anything I use or say.
Right.
Because I trust what I'm using. I know because I've used it for so many years with amazing success.
Mm-hmm.
And have been well since I started using these essential oils.
Oh, okay.
And had asthma and allergies and all of these other things wrong with me. Lots of lung problems growing up. Always having strep and tonsillitis and that sort of thing. And having other issues and female problems that I no longer have since I began using these oils. So don't tell me that it's psychosomatic. So now let's get to frequencies, and this is how we're going to basically focus in today, because this is really where you're going to hear where the healing happens. Gary Young wrote in, he's the founder of Young Living, wrote an article a few years back and about frequency and the human electrical frequencies and field. Before I share what he's, for one thing to keep in mind is that for a body to be well, whether it's human or animal, and in a state where disease can't touch it, there has to be several factors that are necessary. One is having the body in a proper alkaline acid balance. We've talked about that a lot here. That's an 80-20 respectively. 80, alkaline, 20, acid, and at some point we may talk about that because people seem to not understand how certain foods might be considered acidic but turn alkaline in the body.
Right.
Primarily, your medical professionals aren't going to know that, and they're going to freak out when you talk to them about apple cider vinegar or lemon oil or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They don't understand what's going on in the body. It's really sad, but that's true.
Right.
Another thing where the body, it has to be well or not in it, where disease can't touch it, is electrical frequency has in a proper range.
And everything now, oxygenated.
We are electrical beings. Mm-hmm. I mentioned in our book, I had to really simple that down because people don't understand why would your body be 70% water and why can't you stand outside in the middle of an electrical storm if you're not grounded somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a conductor at that point with the water.
Right.
You know, electricity is generated through water. You remember the Frankenstein movies? It's alive! He was using water and electricity to make Frankenstein come alive. There is energy and frequency, an energetic frequency in every living thing, plant,
right,
animals, even the earth itself has a magnetic energetic field. But also, man-made things have energetic fields, and we're going to talk about that. And this is where the problem is happening. So Gary Jung says, and I quote, frequency is defined as a measurable rate of electrical energy flow that is constant between any two points. Frequency is everything has an electrical frequency. I just said that.
Right, or a vibrational frequency.
Right. And we often think of it as vibrational and natural health. And what an incredible discovery it was for me to learn that essential oils contain frequencies that are several times greater than the frequencies of herbs and food. Dr. Robert O. Becker, in his book, The Body Electric, did establish the human body has an electrical frequency. It's a very scientific book, if you've ever picked it up and read it. I struggled with it because I'm extremely right-brained that I was like, going through this book. It's The Body Electric, Electromagnetism, and the Foundation of Life.
Fascinating. It is a fascinating book, yes.
And if you can sit through a lot of the science stuff, which I know Jeannie can, but me, I'm like, give me a story to go with the technology that you're sharing so I can get it. But anyway, and he says that the body has an electrical frequency and that the health of a person can be determined by its frequency. Dr. Jung also stated that Bruce, I think I'm pronouncing this right, Taneo of Taneo Technology,
right,
which is a division, an independent division of Eastern State University in Washington, built the first frequency monitor in the world. He has determined that the average frequency of the human body during the daytime, at night it's going to change obviously, is 62 to 68 megahertz. Healthy body is going to resonate right around 62 to 72. So it might even go higher than the 68.
Yeah, right.
When that frequency drops, the immune system is compromised or being compromised. That's when illness is starting to be able to come into the terrain. So it's not the germ that's the problem. It's the body that's the problem. The terrain, mm-hmm, the terrain, as Antoine Beauchamp said, not what Louis Pasteur said, okay?
Right, not the germ.
Not the germ, it's the terrain. If the frequency drops, wait till you hear this, you guys, if it drops to 58 megahertz, then cold and flu symptoms can appear. Mm. Gee, so do you think that flu shot's any good for you? Come on now. At 55 megahertz, diseases like candida will start, which is yeast, will start to overgrow. And at 52 megahertz, diseases such as Epstein-Barr happen. We're talking about autoimmune disorders.
Mm-hmm.
And at 42 megahertz is where cancer appears. So hertzes are important. Obviously, that frequency needs to stay up at 62 to 72 to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Part of where we're going to get frequencies from is from proper diet. And that holds true for our animals as well. When you're feeding them that junk in a bag that lady didn't want to listen to our friend Christy talk about, she's forcing her dog's body into a lower frequency, ultimately ill health. One other thing, measuring in hertz, okay, it was found and discovered by Dr. Robert Becker that, I'm sorry, not Becker, but Bruce Taneo, that processed and canned food has how many frequencies, Jeannie? Do you know?
I forget off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
Zero. Not
all. Oh, duh, yeah. I'm thinking fresh vegetables.
Okay, so processed food in a bag or can has how much frequency in it? Zero.
None.
Dead.
Totally
denatured.
Dead.
Fresh produce had up to 15 hertz. Dry herbs from 12 to 22 hertz. And it gets better. Herbs have a higher frequency than our produce. Okay, so fresh herbs, and I don't know if they've done this on regular produce or if it was done on organic.
Right.
Fresh herbs are 20 to 27 hertz. So you see it going up, the more nourishing this food is, the more it going up. Essential oils are at 52 hertz. We're talking therapeutic grade again, which is a rose oil. Rose oil has the highest frequency of any essential oil at 320. Okay, so a healthy body from head to foot typically has to have a frequency ranging from 62 to even as high as 78 hertz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but disease is going to begin at below that.
Right.
58 typically. Exactly.
And they say that death process, when the death process begins, that the frequency has been measured at 20 megahertz. You know, when you look at the value that was found in the foods, you said that one of them started at around 22 or something.
Yeah, it was dry herbs would be at 1222. Clinical research, this isn't something that's made up. This has been clinical research has shown that essential oils have the highest frequency of any natural substance known to man. And they create an environment where no disease, bacteria, viruses, fungi can live. They cannot. This is why I believe I've been so healthy. Why all those years before I wasn't until I started? And what initially happened when I began ingesting the essential oils and then diffusing them, obviously I do all three and still do, is I had a major detox. I had a flu. It was like a flu for 3 days. 3 days, mind you, only because I didn't use anything to suppress it. And I was still functional. Just I made sure I rested and drank. And then I started having all of these hives and rashes come out on me. And I knew what was going on. I knew I was detoxing, so I was pretty jazzed about it. The cool thing about it is because I've continued to use them, they keep me detoxed.
Right.
And we have to, you have to remember that there's always going to be a constant onslaught coming at us, and we need to be aware of that. Here's something interesting for you guys about CAT. Optimal frequency for bone stimulation and healing is at 50 megahertz. And a CAT purr frequency is at 25 to 50 megahertz, which is the best frequency for bone growth and fracture healing. So if you have any kind of illness in you or even a fracture, whatever, your CAT are purring typically not just because they're happy, but there's a healing thing going on there. They've found little kittens that have been strays and lost and look sick, and they're purring. They're not purring because they're happy. They're purring because they're basically working, and this is probably instinctive, not something they're cognitive of, maybe, to heal themselves. They're purring. Getting back to the man-made stuff, we're going to talk about how everything has frequencies. So do all the man-made things, all your electronics, your heaters, your microwaves, your televisions, your computers, everything, cell phones. We're surrounded by this electrical frequencies coming at us from every direction, not just from our plants and animals and ourselves in the earth, but from all this other man-made stuff. And here's the thing that I want you guys to just really listen to this. Okay, the AVMA had this to say about microchips, and I have a big thing about this microchip stuff for a lot of reasons, but this one really got me. And this was on their website, and I do have a link to that with my article that I wrote on microchipping. And I quote, differences in animal microchip frequency in the U.S. have led to controversy in several civil lawsuits. There is no agreed upon American standard for microchip frequencies. So this means that that chip has a frequency. And because every single living thing does, mankind's frequency, these man-made frequencies are a negative frequency. They're not going to be that positive healing frequency in the body. They're going to let off a frequency that's going to interfere with the natural frequency in your body for health.
They actually lower the healthy frequency.
Too. Yeah, it lowers it. And when you do that, even something like this and being around all this, these negative frequencies are going to lower your health and that of your animals. Now imagine having a chip in you all the time.
Yeah, I would recommend if you can to get the chip removed. If not, you definitely want to diffuse oils or apply them to your animals on a daily basis.
And I know it's hard to get them removed. I know Dr. Stephen Blake has recommended not simply because it's such a needle in a haystack kind of thing. It could be hard. I don't know.
Right.
I honestly don't, but I personally wouldn't want that in my animals. And I question the laws.
And you have to find a veterinarian willing to do it as well.
So even in a healthy animal that is being naturally reared, that microchip is going to have a consistent unnatural frequency going on, causing a disruption of normal healthy frequencies of the body.
Right.
And all the man-made devices are also going to upset that natural balance of all living things. So we need to counter that. And the way I do that is with the essential oils, thinking about the negative ions. Now, when you go outside into the fresh air, there are negative ions in that air, just like the essential oils. Obviously, the plants are out there, but the wind creates negative ion. The ocean creates negative ion and lots of ozone. All of that's going to be positive. That's why you feel so good when you've been out in the fresh air for a nice walk in this brisk air and there's a little wind blowing. Why? And this is why animals get so jazzed up.
It is.
It's just giving them a healthy dose of some good negative ion. Here's a little quote from Don Slicker, who wrote an article on negative ions, says, air is electrically charged, which means it contains in definite proportions positively charged molecules, positive ions, and negatively charged molecules, negative ions. The scientific research has shown that their balance is required to create a good mood. Computer screens, air conditioning, and TV sets are sources of surplus positive ions in the air. These devices make an electrical smog that can lead to bad mood, weakness, and sleeplessness. We must add negative ions to the atmosphere to achieve a balance in the air and neutralize the electrical smog around our homes and workplaces. And what do you think will produce that? Aside from the fresh air, essential oils, negative ions. And they will also clean the air of a variety of things such as dust and animal dander, smoke, odors, mold spores, pollen. They even help relieve symptoms of negative ions, which would be, again, look at, listen to me, asthma, allergies, hay fever, depression, chronic fatigue, and seasonal affective disorder. All the more reason to be diffusing those essential oils.
Well, they also work on the thoughts and the feelings, and I know you wanted to talk a little bit about stress.
Yeah, and so let's talk about that. Jeannie, go for it.
Oh. Well, you know, even our thoughts and feelings, you know, being in a negative mental state or being stressed out or depressed will lower our frequency by 10 to 12 megahertz. And it's been found that there are certain essential oils that are more calming and grounding and sedating than some of the others are and work on the central nervous system to actually help release the stress and the negative energy and anxiety. So this time of year is a good time to stock up on some of those oils that help do that and to diffuse them.
So we're going to list the ones that we use from Young Living that there are ones that we're really drawn to. Other people have other ones that they're really drawn to.
Right.
I love Valor. I use Valor all the time.
Yes.
Peace and calming.
Yes.
It does exactly what it says it does. It's great for puppies that you want to calm down.
Oh, and Rutabaga. That's my
Rutabaga.
Favorite.
Rutabaga essential oil blend. That one is about that one. I don't know what I would do.
That's my awesome.
That Gentle Baby is another one. Trauma Life is a favorite of mine. Lavender Oil, Roman Chamomile, and Valerian, Vetiver, and Lang Lang. Again, we are only recommending Young Living ones. We're pretty adamant about that. Again, this is what we would use. This is what we would and do use and suggest to our own clients. We hope you've learned something and will be interested in seeking out more and learning about these awesome essential oils and why they're really not optional if you want you and your animals to be healthy.